buddy? Got a dead cat in there or what?
Fuck you, asshole.
Your weekly dose of geek news from TV, movies, comics, and the internet. This is Hijinks Ensue,
Geek Podcast.
Bandwidth for Hijinks Ensue provided by Infinistorm. For custom VPS hosting solutions, professional website development, or to share your photos and videos for free, check out infinistorm.com/hijinks.
Hijinks Ensue podcast, episode number 55.
Warn somebody before you do that.
Oh, good God. So, I'm going to go ahead and remove the headphones now.
No worries.
You can turn the music down a little bit more, probably. So, this is terrible. This, actually, last week when we had all the technical problems, that we said that was going to be the worst sounding episode ever. This is going to be the worst sounding episode ever. Because the problems were actually worse this time.
We reach for the sky.
This is weird. I've never done this without headphones. It sounds,
sounds
fictional. It sounds like we're not actually doing
it's
this.
It's more natural.
So again...
Oh, it's like a whole other world.
So again...
It's like al fresco. For my head.
Like the drink?
Like agua fresca?
Oh. Fresca?
You still have your headphones on now, so you think you're louder than...
You're yelling, by the way.
Go DJ style. Go one headphone.
What's that?
Go one headphone.
Oh, I'll do that.
This week in Hijinks Ensue, myself, Joel, from hijinksensue.com. Joining us, to my leftish, Denise.
Hello.
The what?
Oh. See, we're not going to be able to hear the sound effects.
I can hear it's just fine.
He's doing this.
Eli is here.
Bit.
Deleted!
Hi, Eli.
Hello.
And Alex.
Hello.
You can't wave at the mic. You can't salute or wave at the mic. So you'll notice that it sounds like we're in Osama's cave right now. Because...
We found him,
and we're going to do a podcast with him.
He'll be here later.
Fuck it, we'll do it live. Because we're having more technical issues, our sound card is still broken, and then our replacement tech didn't work, and so now we just have mics in the middle of the table.
Our IT guy didn't come through.
Fucking amateur hour. Can you guys hear us at all? Like, is it even...
This is going to be a fucking disaster.
All being smartasses on the chat.
Well, imagine that. So anywho, this week, on Hijinks Ensue, we're going to talk about the 08-09 TV season that just wrapped up. We're going to do the mail sack, and we're going to keep the show at a svelte 90 minutes.
Sexy.
So after 90 minutes, I'm hitting the off button. Regardless, if we're mid-answer, it's over. And hopefully we're going to keep it that way from now on. We'll see. And for some reason, for those of you watching live on ustream.tv/hijinksensue, the video is dark for just me and Denise. Yet the darker people have all the light.
You guys didn't pay your part of the electric bills, so...
Right. Everything that could have possibly gone wrong. I'm so phased now. Everything technical that could have gone wrong absolutely has. So
it makes you stronger.
No, it makes me angry.
It just makes you mad.
It just makes me angry.
Yeah, didn't Roosevelt say that? Now. That this makes you stronger?
Which Roosevelt?
On a horse?
Teddy or Franklin?
Oh.
It was the guy that strangled the Care Bears.
The guy in the wheelchair.
That was Teddy. He strangled the Care Bears and ran him over with his wheelchair.
He is the leader of the Rough Riders.
That's
in his wheelchair.
That's why he didn't have
on Bonanza.
Shh. Pulled out his
scimitar. Scimitar.
He was a scimitar.
He was an Arabian soldier.
In a turban?
He was the third president.
He had a Greek mythology.
I'm sorry, I'm public school educated. I wonder if I can put this back on and not be distracted by him. Oh, God.
It's going to make you insane. Just take it off.
The whole thing's making me insane.
That's what she said.
Yeah. So let's just get started. I have to take them off. God damn it. Okay.
Just kill it.
So, a little bit different format this time. We are going to do real quick just a couple of links for this week in internet and then get into our topic, which is the recently deceased TV season. And the questions you guys submitted to the mail sack are mostly on that theme. And so we'll get to some of those in the post show. Everyone at this table me saw Terminator? Is that correct?
Yes.
No. You haven't seen it.
They said we look like we're in a surveillance van on this side of the room. That works for me.
So wash the dog. Wash the dog.
We're washing
the dog. The dog is off the leash. The poop is in the bag.
We are washing the dog.
So anyway, two of you then saw Terminator. We'll talk about that during the post show. Not during the main show this week, because it's just come out, so if there's any spoilers, I don't want to ruin it. And then if we have time, I found a list of... IMDb ran a poll of the franchises that Abrams should reboot.
Oh.
It was actually kind of interesting. It's interesting what they came up with. A lot of them were BS.
How about this? Never mind.
No, we'll talk about that.
Casablanca with explosions.
Post show is for, again, people who subscribe to vault.hijinxandsue.com. Or who have made any amount of a monthly donation this month. Getting started. This is actually a really cool site. This is my recommendation for everyone now. I haven't even looked at it, but the idea is so great. You know how they've got Mr. Skin for when you want to know exactly when someone's naked in a movie?
Is that real? I thought that was just in the movie.
No, that was actually...
No, you know Mr. Skin?
It's funny because when I first saw that movie and they were doing that, I was like, oh, that's just like Mr. Skin.
Which actually was an ad for Mr. Skin.
You know, Mr. Skin.
Either
Mr. Skin paid to be in the movie, which I would assume, or they paid to use the name because that was their premise. But anyway, yeah, that was what.
So it's real site.
Yeah.
You're not using it on a daily basis to know when?
I haven't checked it in a while.
When you see 3 seconds of Katie Holmes' tit in...
did they do...
Was that movie with Greg Kinnear? Greg Kinnear beats... What? The Gift. Greg Kinnear beats her up and then she's naked.
Why are you watching Greg Kinnear movies?
It was on.
I think I said Katie Holmes was naked in it.
Oh, you just...
Pretty sure I said that.
Oh,
okay. So,
See, look. See?
As seen in Knocked Up.
Yeah, exactly.
It says on the
So, button. That's... But... So, that tells you when people get naked in movies, which is a very helpful thing.
Sure.
There's a website now called Run Pee that tells you when it's safe to go pee during movies.
Oh, how funny. That is awesome.
It's really cool.
That's pretty helpful.
It tells you... Now, what they need is an iPhone app.
Wait, in live... Go ahead. It's like
you go to a movie, and it tells you... It's runpee.com, RUNPEE.com. It tells you when it's safe to leave the movie and pee, and then also what you missed while you were out. So it's like the most boring part of the movie or something.
It's hilarious.
So for instance, Star Trek, let's see when it's safe to run and pee. I would say never. Oh my god, it draws a chart. So there's a 120 minute chart, and then it tells you at like roughly 47 minutes, 60 minutes, and like 80 minutes, and whatever, that it's a good time to pee. So the first one says run pee approximately 50 minutes into the movie, when Captain Pike leaves the bridge on his way to Nero's ship and says, check off, you have the con. Because apparently there's just not a lot of shit going on right then. Like, you've got a good minute and a half to go pee.
So you pretty much have to haul ass, like, out of the theater, run to the bathroom.
There's some people... In Star Trek, I think I saw some record times.
Like,
the four times I've seen somebody get up.
People were using transporter technology.
Either that or they drop the load just right around the corner.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
And they go, I'm back.
Oh, there's like a wet spot in the corner.
Oh, in Terminator Salvation, it says you can go anytime.
The whole movie.
Aww.
Yeah, the whole movie.
Yeah,
it wasn't
what I heard.
That bad.
I heard it was pretty awful.
I heard it was really shitty.
This is also really cool. If you don't want spoilers, you click. There's a scrambled spoiler of what you missed, and then you click unscramble, and it tells you what you missed.
No.
That's a really well-designed... I mean, the site looks horrible, but the idea is just great.
Do they have a lot of movies up yet?
Good question. I wonder if it's just got current movies that are out right now, or if you can search.
It says release date, alphabetical, running times, classic movies...
I guess it doesn't matter so much if you're watching it on TV or...
Well, no, but you know how, like
Wow, it only gives one during X-Men Origins.
That's wrong.
The movie's so action-packed and fantastic, you can only go pee about 50 minutes in.
Well, no, because midnight movies, you know, it would be useful. But then again, if you're going to see a midnight movie of a movie you've already seen, you should know when to go.
Actually, that would have been helpful for me at Terminator, because I had drank like 2 buckets of sweet iced tea before
literally
we went and watched it.
They were buckets. I saw it.
Clawfoot bathtubs.
They're two big orange Home Depot buckets.
Yeah.
Right, to fight 10-gallon paint drums.
And it turns out the movie's like 2 hours long, so I'm like, just killed the kid already. I need to be.
Yeah, I'm interested. I wonder if these are user submitted. Like, could I go into X-Men Origins Wolverine and just draw a box around the entire movie and be like, I'll take a dump?
I think they
heart surgery
more satisfying.
You can put in suggestions and you can contact them, but I don't think it's user done. That'd probably be a mistake anyways, because if it was user done, the users would be dicks and go like, oh, go now. Go right before
that's
the thing
true
happens,
yeah,
and then you come back. What did I miss? Oh, yeah, the fucking
everything.
The
planet went around the other planet, and went in the planet, and then they warped out of there.
It's like the climactic battle, and you're like, I think this is getting really good. Should I go? Run P says that they're about to take a nap on screen. So
absolutely, go now. You can probably take a dump if you want.
I guess I will take two.
I wonder if there are any where it suggests to take a pee while someone in the movie is taking a pee.
No. People don't usually pee in movies.
It's like a paradox.
That's a pretty rare. Yeah, that'll open all kinds of holes.
It's like a reverse drinking game.
I see what you did there.
It's a reverse drinking game.
Yeah, it kind
it's
of
an
is
undrinking
it
game.
It goes out instead of coming in.
Next internet is that this is a little tragic story. The headline is "Fish Found in Boy's Penis." Now, here's what's cute. This happened in India.
This is the cute part.
The weird shit always happens in India. If anybody from India is listening, what the fuck is wrong with India? Where it's like the two-headed babies are always born there, and the cyclops fucking kittens are born there and shit. So anyway,
I thought that only happened in the Amazon.
Wait, no, that doesn't happen there. I saw Slumdog.
These are not the fish that crawl up your penis hole from
this
the
is
Amazon
different
river.
Gotcha.
No, this is fish found. Like, where's my fish? I've been looking for my fucking fish for a week. I don't know, have you checked your kid's dick? Like, have you looked in there?
There it is.
There! The last place.
It's like
And then there's a laugh track.
It's like a cuckoo clock. Place. There it is.
Cuckoo.
No.
Is that how it works?
So, a 2-centimeter-long fish apparently found its way into the penis of a 14-year-old boy. 14-year-old is the key.
That's the key.
That is the key here.
He was trying to fuck the
this
fish.
Is what's funny. A 14-year-old boy will stick just about any stick his dick in anything, and occasionally stick anything in his dick. It just depends. Like, depends on how adventurous he is.
Is that possible?
What do you mean?
That seems painful.
So
that much is true.
It seems absolutely like it would hurt.
I guess you weren't here when Josh talked about sounding. So this is what's funny. The doctor. Let's see. The boy wrote... Okay. Professor so-and-so, who treated the boy, wrote a paper on the case. The professor explained, while he was cleaning the fish tank in his house, he was holding a fish in his hand and went to the toilet for passing urine. When he was passing urine, the fish slipped from his hand and entered his urethra.
I've made a huge mistake.
How
did
that
happen?
Why,
the kid was jacking off and stuck a goldfish up his cock. That's what happened.
Oh, my God.
That's what happened. And they said it was a beta. A 2-centimeter long one.
Aren't those the fighting fish?
It wasn't even a first run. This is like an experimental fish.
Those are fighting fish.
Yeah,
that must have hurt extra.
They found it in his bladder. It swam up his entire dick into his bladder.
What blows my mind is the name of the professors.
Why? What is
the their name? Names are...
You
I,
can't pronounce
you
it?
Can't
Kockenspiel?
Vickenspiel?
It's so not German at all. That's just terrible.
Oh, it's not Indian?
And no, I don't know what they are.
Can you imagine those kids checking off and he's like, I wonder what would really excite this process.
That seems fake to me, because that sounds insane.
No, that would happen to you. That would happen
to you. Yeah, I had a friend who worked at the ER in Houston, and she said that midnight hours, all kinds of people come in with weird shit.
Yeah, there was always the urban legend about the guy that comes in with a garbage bag around his waist and he has to sit in the ER for like 4 hours.
Uh-huh.
And then when they finally bring him in, they're like, what's with the garbage bag? He takes it off and he has a dead cat on his dick.
A what?
Dead cat.
A dead
like
cat.
Like you fuck a cat to death. Stuff like that.
No, yeah.
No, my friend was like fruits and toys and all kinds of things that...
I've been fucking this watermelon and all of a sudden it grabbed me.
Yeah, especially gay dudes.
She said it's mostly foreign objects.
Foreign people.
Yeah. Foreign people. Yeah. Nice. It's kind of like, hey, what does this look like? What does this look like?
It's a corn on the cob that you're pretending is a dick. That's a good joke.
Nibble it.
Just a little bit.
Just put a little butter on it.
Just a little bit the tip.
Do the war games trick where you spread the butter on the
Yeah. So good.
Man.
That was like ingenious.
That was the best war games thing I learned from that time, movie.
If you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, the original one.
When was there butter on a dick during War Games?
It wasn't. What are you talking about?
Ali Sheedy.
He puts the butter on the corn, and he gets a slice of bread and goes, and then butters like...
He butters the piece of bread, and then he puts the corn on it, and that way the entire corn gets...
Shaft. We're still talking about dicks, right?
Yes. You can do that with the dick, but then corn you have shaft. To turn your whole body, like, get to spin around.
You can get like a hokey roll, and just fuck it. Full of
no, because it'll
just
shoot.
Why would you do that?
It's probably safer
than
a fish.
Why would you fuck a hoagie roll? Or a fish, for that matter. Find a giant fish, fuck his brains out? No? Nobody? So, don't stick fishes in your dick.
That's not tough. Yeah. So, was he okay? Did they say? Did they get
they
it
had,
out?
Okay, they tried to get it out with they had to like use a fish to minimally invasive laparoscopic thing, and they could, it was too slippery, so they
the
had to stick.
Ones?
Yeah, so they had to stick a rigid pole all the way through his dick into his bladder to get the fish out.
Oh, did he just kill him?
That
the
is your punishment. That is your punishment for sticking a fish in your dick.
Wait, yeah. Did the fish survive?
It's no worse than what happened on True Blood.
The fish wasn't okay.
So
they should put a warning label on fish. On all fish.
To not
stick them in your penis head.
They should put a warning label on that kid's dick.
The fish are like, oh no, it's that
oh, you're
kid.
The fish fucker now.
But is it really fucking a fish? It's more like your dick ate a fish.
That's what I'm saying. How is that even possible?
It's
that's
not really
well,
sex.
Impossible.
It was the intent.
Sure. No, there was sexual intent involved. Maybe he was thinking that when he was done, the fish would come flying out. And that was going to be his pay.
And land the bowl.
It would be perfect.
Yeah. The last
twice
thing,
the cleanup.
The sad thing, and we're dedicating this episode to a man. Let me find his name. He means so much to me that I don't know his name. Who's dead. Come on, hurry up, Internet. Wayne Allwine, the voice of Mickey Mouse, died.
Aww.
He's been the voice.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Since Disney was. He's been the voice since 77, and he died on Sunday.
Good night, Mickey.
Oh,
that's good.
Oh, I'm dead. Oh. Maybe I could get that job. That's all. All I can do is that one thing, though. They'd be like, "All right, read this dialogue." I'd be like, "All I can do is like, oh, hey, hi, Donald. Oh, there's a fish in my dick."
Donald's not. Okay, let's try this again. Okay, Donald's not in the scene. Okay, what he's trying to do.
Right,
okay,
right. I understand.
Find your place.
Okay.
And it has to do, okay, what we want to do is tell the troops
right,
that the Afghanis are bad.
Right.
And what? Mickey is trying to let them know.
We're doing
know.
The propaganda again?
Yes.
Propaganda
more propaganda.
Piece.
Propaganda. Okay. Mickey's telling him that the Taliban's
right.
gone.
John
in
good.
Three, two.
Joe said this was.
No! Oh, hey, Donald! Hi!
No, I don't. Let's
that was good.
Cut. I don't
you want another
think
take?
You understand.
You want another take?
I think we need to.
You want two takes?
Go ahead and break. For 5 minutes.
Yeah, we're
going
to need a few minutes to look over your contract.
I'm gonna warm up while you do that.
Hey, Denise, let's suck that corn. I got some bread over here.
Hey!
Oh,
deleted!
Get that guy out of here.
I'm gay!
No, Mickey, it's a no say.
Did I get the job?
Don't tell, don't say...
He's a gay mouse.
USA
though.
All the way.
He's a gay mouse, though.
Right.
I think that's pretty clear from his character. No! Don't put a fish in my dickhead! Oh, hey!
Dude, the guy just died.
Oh, okay.
His body's not even cold. Actually,
so.
Well, I've been dead for a long
time. Godspeed, Wayne Allwine. We'll miss your fancy mouse.
I haven't even seen Mickey anywhere in, like, years.
They do, like shorts on the Disney Channel that air, like, between cartoons that have Mickey, but, like, Mickey's not been in a thing.
In an actual, like, bit, right? He hasn't been in an actual bit.
There's a CG show that he's on.
Oh, weird.
It's like the...
The cartoon characters are CG?
Yeah, it's called, like, the Mickey Mouse something clubhouse, and it's, like, a CG show for kids.
I don't like that. They should stay.
It's literally 30 minutes of, like, oh, hi! Let's go have an adventure! Whoa! So, he always sounds like he's getting his butthole tickled.
Oh,
hey!
Oh.
Okay, you know what?
Wow, what a fish.
Yikes!
What, that's if there's like a spice channel, but it's, you know, the Disney spice?
What?
That, well, why else would he
why
be
would
having
you
his...
say that?
Well, you're the one who's saying he's getting his asshole tickled.
Not in a sexual way. Well, just in
of course not. Gosh.
Just in a friendly on the weekend kind of way.
He's not even necessarily wearing pants all the time. I mean, it's exposed.
And he's not always alone.
Why doesn't he have a coat? Yeah, who said he's not the one doing it?
So he's got a chair with a little tickler on it?
Yeah, Minnie busts open the door and he's sitting in a fuck machine. He's like, oh, wait. Oh,
that's
hi,
in the
Minnie.
Shape of, like, one of the
mouse
other
ears.
Characters.
Yeah. Not everything there has ears, so the dildos would have ears, too.
Yeah.
It's like Goofy's nose.
Hi,
or,
Donald.
Seems like that one.
Or I guess it's just Daffy's little tails on the back of his...
Daffy. Does he have a tail?
Or Daffy?
Daffy's
Daffy,
the girl.
No.
Yeah, doesn't she have...
Look.
Let's just move on.
Daisy Duck.
Daffy is from Warner Brothers.
No.
Yes. Daffy Duck is
Daisy
Bugs
Duck.
Bunny.
Donald
oh, yeah.
Duck.
I'm
Donald.
Donald's the sailor.
Donald's the one without pants.
He's a sailor.
He's the gay sailor with
he
pants.
Is,
no
pants.
No pants.
He's the dude that walks in, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Just got my hands up on my head.
Yeah, so...
I'm a duck, and if you see what you like, duck away.
Your Donald impression is better than my Mickey impression.
Hey, guys.
Hey, it's Donald Duck over here. Check out my Donald Dick. Oh, hey.
Oh.
And then kids are like, was that, is Donald here? It sounds just like.
Hey, it's me, Donald. Bada bing.
Hey,
bada
bing, bada boom, bada duck. Whoa. Check out my duck balls. Hey. So, moving on to this week in topics. Where are we time-wise? Only 22 minutes in. We're doing just fine.
Forget about it.
Forget about it over here. We're doing just fine. So, the topic this week is the recently ended fall, spring, summer TV season.
Better luck next time.
Before we get into the questions...
Donald Dice Clay. That's what you're calling your impression.
Donald Dice Clay.
So I'm working with this freaking dog over here.
And I'm like, what are you, Goofy? Are you a fucking dog? Because fucking Pluto's a dog over here. Hey! Man, I don't know. Never mind.
Whatever happened to him?
Andrew
Dice Clay?
Uh-huh.
He was on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Is that real?
He's still alive.
About a year or two, a season or two back.
Are you fucking
like
serious?
Yeah.
A, there's a Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the lady with the face one.
Oh, that one.
The
lady with the
old
face.
Lady who has a lot of plastic
Janice
surgery.
Dickinson?
No, the other one.
No, the one that's on E.
No, who used to be a comedian? She was
really funny. Joan Rivers.
Yeah, that one.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, she won, right?
So it's just for shits and giggles. It's not really, like, serious at all.
No. It's a TV show.
No, but I'm saying it's not like where it used to be, like, you know, you win and you get a job and you get a bunch of money. This has to just be...
No, well, they still have to do, like, fundraisers and...
Oh,
they're doing real shit.
So no,
Andrew
they
Dice
still
Clay
do...
is, like, selling falafels on a corner in New York. hey, look at falafel. Falafel over here! Forget about it!
Yeah.
Hey!
No, the celebrity one, it's nothing but, you know, shits and giggles.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they still have the regular one.
All right.
That's ridiculous. I saw it on The Soup where they said the finale was 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they
I
would cut
too.
To Trump, and he's like, so,
he's like bright orange now.
So,
he's like an Oompa Loompa.
You guys want to go see a movie after this? Like, they're just vamping.
He's just ramping.
3 hours. The big thing we didn't get to talk about last week because we didn't do a show was the Lost finale.
Yes.
They all saw that, right? Have we all watched Lost this season?
Yes.
No,
yeah,
Alex,
he doesn't
no?
watch it.
When did you check out on Lost?
Season one.
Really?
Really?
Season one didn't grab you.
No, it did, but I just got busy.
For 4 years.
Yeah, it should have been on for seven.
I've just been constipated for 4 seasons. That's
oh
true.
Oh my god.
The show has been on for 7 years.
Because we have big hiatus.
Yeah. I remember when that came on after the premiere of that first episode was after one of the Super Bowls. And I caught
and
some
and
of
advertising
it.
Had been nothing but like partial plane crash footage.
Yeah.
It's like, Lost, watch it.
Yeah.
I remember,
after the
yeah,
Super Bowl.
No, you're right. That
like,
was,
it's all like.
So yeah. Long time ago, I was still in college when that came out, and I would call my sister. We would be watching it, like, oh my god, you are, he's dying. And okay, wait, hold on. It's commercial's over. Okay.
Yeah, season one of two of, and two it's of great. Lost was when I had to go to work the next day and explain everything on Friday, like what actually happened.
Explain it
to everyone I worked with. Because for some reason.
What was there to explain?
Everything. Lost had a crossover audience of people who don't like sci-fi and fantasy, but do like half-naked people on the beach. Yeah, so they'd be like, oh my god, what happened? Why did Jack do that? What's at the hatch? Why did that guy
What's with science and everything?
Yeah. And, yeah, why is Jesus doing this to all those people on the island? I don't understand why he's so mad at them. And I'm like, yeah.
Jesus always has, like, a plan.
Well, for you specifically, but
anyway, let's get into it.
So, Lost season finale. Let's go ahead and read the question that was submitted regarding Lost, because I think this kind of sums it up pretty well, or at least gives us a place to start here. This is from Michael H. in the mail sack. Do you like Lost again, now that they seem to be making an effort to form a comprehensive mythology?
Yes, it's awesome.
Would you care to elaborate on your awesome stance?
They've just gone back to where it's watchable, like there's a plot heading in a specific direction. They seem to be answering more questions now, even though they're posing a lot of new questions still, but they've been answering quite a few that I was afraid they never would.
When did it become unwatchable for you?
Oh, I stopped watching
Last
in the middle of,
pretty...
like, season two, I think.
Are you
and
serious?
Then I picked it back up after a while. Like, I never finished season two. Wait, no. Season three, I think I never picked up season three. Like, I watched a couple episodes. I think I watched all of season three.
Season
two,
three was, like, by
yeah.
far the big lull.
Yeah, I think maybe
season
three.
What happened in
season
three?
Exactly.
Because season one, obviously, was what... Season two was the other half of the plane. I watched that. Because
that
one was
the,
Michelle Rodriguez.
The monster... The smoke monster came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, like,
the monster started in season one.
Was that in season one?
Well, you'd see it. I don't think you saw that
no.
it was smoke.
And the polar bear was
But you saw its effects. You saw trees flipping out.
Right.
This is what's hard about Lost, because me and my wife were watching the finale or something. And spoilers, if you haven't seen the finale for season five of Lost. Spoilers, if you haven't seen season... We've got to get a spoiler alert set. That's good. That's good as anything. That's what the sound you'll make if you get spoiled.
Yeah.
Season 5 of Lost spoilers.
This
okay,
is going
so
to be a f***ing disaster.
We're watching it and we're like, wait, Saeed, there's a flashback and his wife is getting hit by a car in LA, but I thought she got assassinated when he goes
That's
back.
That's what I thought.
So I'm like, who's dying now? Or did he remarry somebody? Is there a different girl
no.
besides Nadia?
See, I thought it was... I imagined that or something. So she was, like, shot or something, wasn't she?
I thought that's why
it
Ben got him to be his assassin.
Yeah, there's no proof that that was actually Nadia. Was it? I never actually...
It has to
the proof
be.
Would
like,
be which actress it was.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Just
I didn't actually...
Didn't recognize her,
I guess he but. Never says her name.
No, he never does, and it all happens relatively quickly.
No, I think what we're thinking of is that... Whenever in the previous episodes where we're thinking about her death, that he was taking her to like a funeral, like she was already in a coffin, and
he was
somebody
walking
was
down
shooting
the street.
Or something. I don't know.
Oh, we didn't know
right?
how she died. Maybe
right,
so that's it.
Right.
So that's the first time we saw her die.
So they were back in like the Middle East. Or
he brings
whatever.
Her back.
Right, and she was already in a coffin.
See.
I think that's what confused me too, because
okay.
I thought she was shot as well.
So here's Lost's fatal flaw, even today, even when it's over, is that. They've taken so long to reveal these tiny... You know, if you get half a character detail per episode for 10 characters, you eventually... There's no way to keep track of all of it.
Right.
There's no way to keep all this straight in your head. And with all the time skipping and with all the, you know, multiple interactions of characters and seeing shit from different angles 2 years later and whatnot, it's really hard, honestly, to follow every little subtle nuance. The show's not hard to follow, But the details, you're like, wait.
Yeah. That
but that's what makes the show interesting.
No, I'm
they
saying,
draw back it, from really far
but
back.
But it's a flaw. Like, for instance, Sawyer has never told anyone that Locke's dad is the real Sawyer and he killed him in the pirate ship.
Wait, what?
That's never
Locke's
come up.
Locke's dad is the what?
Locke's dad.
That must have been season three.
Locke's biological dad is the real Mr. Sawyer who ripped off Sawyer's
parents.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah,
I didn't know
the
that.
Guy from Roadhouse.
That must have been season three.
He murdered him in the Black Rock.
I clocked out.
Yeah, remember? It was that old man from Roadhouse.
Yeah.
I remember.
He stole
who
Locke's
that
kidney.
I didn't know. Yeah, right. He took his kidney and then he ran away.
So, anyway.
And he opened
I don't know.
But,
I kind of,
so
I,
that was, so, but the actual finale. So we saw the finale. Uh-huh. What they're doing now, I appreciate. They're saying we have an end game. We know exactly how many episodes we have left to produce. We know when the story's over.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get there. And they've been tightening up a little bit.
They
so,
have.
You know, we saw Jacob. We saw Jacob's nemesis, who has been masquerading as Locke for a season or so now. And we're going to get, I guess, to the core mythology of what the island is and why it's magical and whatever else. But if you read the articles or if you listen to their podcast, here's what frustrates me, and I've said this before, is that they do just make shit up as they go along.
Sure.
And then they come back later and try and tie it all together. I think they're trying a little bit harder to tie it all together now.
Uh-huh.
But that, yeah.
I think I'm more okay with that kind of process than I was with how Battlestar ended, honestly. Like, it's because it seems like
I insert Battlestar.
I know. It just, it seems in this, at least, they're answering questions. I mean, granted, they're posing even more questions now, but they're answering
a
lot of
crucial questions. Yeah, but it
used
to be, we'll answer one for every 10 we ask.
Right.
And that was really hard to watch.
They're, like, really kind of speeding things along now to where you actually think, like, when the end comes, they might actually have, like, a nice little wrapped up little ending. Whereas in Battlestar is basically the same process. They were making things up as they went, but they didn't care to reach back and tie
things
together.
You're in Josh's seat this time, so you're just trolling for ass on the internet right now, or
I'm talking to the wife, then yes.
Yeah, okay. He's like, no, seriously, can we? Seriously. No, I'll be home in like 2 hours. Seriously. No, don't go to sleep. Are you tired? Don't
Please.
Be tired.
Wait.
Don't be tired.
Come on.
Never mind the cats.
Watch this video. It'll wake you up. No, you know,
it'll open your eyes.
What I think, and this is actually a theory about the show itself and its longevity.
I actually think that longevity.
I think that they actually have to like make it so intertwined to keep them from being canceled. And I'm not kidding. Like,
that
if
makes
you,
sense.
If you look at a show and like Dollhouse or whatever, any show you want to pull out, and they're like, you gotta develop all this stuff, you gotta da da da. I think Lost cashed in early because you know that every season you have no idea if you're gonna get another season, for the most part. And I think Lost.
You mean it's gonna always keep the audience wanting more?
Well, yeah, to a point.
That built up through season two, and then it frustrated everyone in season three to where we didn't want any more.
No, that's not true. There were people that still wanted because they're like, I can't not stop watching because there's all this shit I need to know about. And I'm not saying whether the writers and the producers knew this going in, but that was right around the time period that nobody had ever tried something like this before, to this extreme. I mean, we just mentioned this a minute ago. This has been on for 7 years, and they've been able to pull this off for that long for a show that only has had, what, 4 seasons? And they've been able to pull this off as long as they have? Because there's a lot of things that I've been reading.
Also, their ratings have allowed them, despite the fact that their ratings have slumped drastically almost every year.
It's still good enough to keep them out
now,
on as a show.
I think it's been climbing, but there was a huge fall off around seasons 3 and 4. But their ties with ABC seem to be such that they can do whatever they want and take these, you know, 6 month hiatuses between seasons.
That is weird that they do that.
Well, yeah, because this
ABC is balancing their schedule. They're saying we don't have any good rating shows
during
the summer, so let's keep Lost going.
My theory about Lost being as confusing as it is to maintain its like life, we'll find that out with this new show that they're coming out with that they're trying to spin as like a Lost sort of show.
Flash forward.
Yeah, or whatever. Because I bet you that only lasts like a season, and they cancel it. Like ABC's like, no, fuck that.
We're gonna yeah, another show it. Where you see a bunch of like flash forwards, or you know, instead of flashbacks.
Because you've already done that once.
I'm gonna watch it once, but I probably won't get that into it.
And yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, you did it the first time because it was like a new sort of genre. But it was too you tried doing that now.
You're not gonna get a lost attention span for me again.
No.
You're not going to get a show where I'm up on the internet searching forums for what the fuck just happened.
Right.
Most people are too busy for that.
So, to get back into the show itself, though, I did hear there were some interesting things. Like, I have that book, and I've only thumbed through it, but the Evil Twin book, the book that came out that everybody was like, well, there's a book out.
The Bad Twin.
Or The Bad Twin, right?
Yeah, it turned out it was just a crappy book.
No, it turns out that there actually may be a correlation between that and what's going on Lost now. Because the Bad Twin, the book that you know, the guy who flies through the turbine
in the first episode? He was an author.
He was the author of that book.
And during the whole time where Sawyer's reading books.
Yeah, remember when he's like, his vision was all up? He's reading that book, the manuscript. How
did that and then is they that, actually
they actually made the book.
That. Oh, that's weird.
They talked about, and then, no, they actually tried to tie it in where it's like, he's like, hey, what's up, Freckles? Somebody on this fucking plane wrote a script and I'm reading it.
You sound like you're from Kentucky.
That's how it sounds.
Well, no, but here's the thing though, and I want to say I haven't listened to the official Lost podcast in a while, but now it's my understanding of reading on some other places that there actually may be a twin somewhere on the island, and it could be because of the whole, and spoilers here, let me play the spoiler alert. With the whole Locke thing showing up twice now,
he can't have a twin.
It might not necessarily be him, and it's not necessarily an evil twin, because they've been pointing out.
What are you talking about? It's the other guy. It's Jacob's enemy.
What?
No, it's a possibility that there's actually either the island or the smoke monster can take the form of other people.
No.
Wait, what are you talking
about? You guys
missed
something big.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Explain.
At the beginning of the episode, when Jacob and his frenemy, are sitting on the beach, when the Black Rock shows up, so we know that it's hundreds of years ago, and he says, I want to kill you so fucking bad.
Oh,
and he
yeah.
goes, but you can't. He goes, I'm going to find a loophole. The end of the episode...
Oh, that makes so much sense now.
You found your loophole.
Right.
And he's like, indeed I did. You found your chalupa. And he's like, indeed chalupa. I did. Essay.
It's a good contribution there.
And then he gets Ben to kill him. So the loophole has something to do with the fact that they could not kill each other. And again, the whole theme of the show since episode one has been black and white, good and evil, two sides to everything. Everything has an opposite. Bad Twin played on that, and apparently it was terrible. Whatever. The whole show has that metaphor.
Locke is that
guy? Yeah. Yeah, Jacob knows it when he walks in.
So
he goes, oh, you found your loophole.
Locke in the cabin?
Locke. Lock in the cabin?
In the whatever, the big crate.
Dead Locke. John Locke is dead.
So who, what? Wait, what?
John Locke never
came back
to life. Who's
the Locke that's walking around?
Jacob's enemy.
But how did he do that? Is what I'm saying.
I would assume my current working theory based on that finale
is that... He's a surrogate, isn't he?
He can... He has been every dead person so far.
What?
Yeah,
remember how the first in Buffy could assume...
Oh, when he's showing up all over freaking people out?
The first in Buffy could assume any dead person who's, you know, ever been dead. I'm thinking... Remember the first from season 7 of Buffy?
I haven't seen season
7. Oh, never mind. Well, there was a big bad that could be any dead person.
Right.
So this guy can be any dead person, I would assume. That means
why
he's Christian.
Right. And
he's manipulating
Claire?
These people's lives. He's Christian. He's Claire. He's Charlie that appears to Hurley. He is
Jack's dad. He's Echo's brother.
The Mexican cop that appears to Hurley. Echo's brother.
Right,
Boone appeared
right.
to Locke a couple of times.
That's right. He did.
Now, granted,
it's all the
no, they didn't know that a long time ago. A long time ago, they were like, dead people keep showing up and it's badass.
He's
after some coke.
He's like, also the polar bear.
He's the polar bear because he's dead.
And the big
that's a good point.
Smoke monster.
The candy bars. He's the candy bars that Hurley's got.
Well, that's what he was saying, that he was actually the smoke monster, is the other guy, and he takes form.
Stop it! What are you doing?
He takes
Don't
form in people.
Don't be selling secrets online.
Alex needs something to...
He's selling secrets about you.
You just ruined my future.
What are they asking me to talk
plans?
About in here?
He's like a double agent. We have to kick him out now.
What about the...
What's that? Anyway. So yeah, no, I like goals. No.
That was just a good way to finish that. So anyway, I like Lost. Yeah. For, okay. So far, everyone I've told that to did not catch that. I don't know. I don't, to me, it was like he
no,
said
I wasn't paying attention.
Loophole and loophole. Those were the keys. He's
no, like, I was too like what?
Why can you kill an immortal island protector with a knife and then throw him in a fire? Why does that kill that guy? How's he been alive for so long?
Well, what did he mean before we get into that?
Well,
because
the island itself is magical. That's why he had to have...
Well, there must have been a loophole in that case. Whatever loophole he was talking about. That
right, that might describe it. I mean, I assumed the loophole was they can't kill each other. He had to find someone else to do it.
Yeah.
So someone had to want to kill Jacob. And probably most
somebody had to do it, period.
Oh,
like, a mortal had to do
man,
it.
Man, this is all...
And they're like Greek gods or something.
Messing up with my brain.
Because of the
big statue. Yeah, you do realize that when this is over, they're going to be Egyptian gods or something. This is going
like in,
to... this is going to Battlestar.
Stargate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Raw, and the other guy is... I don't know.
With the dog head.
Sushimi?
It's Sushimi and Raw.
Sushimi?
Sushimi?
Whatever. That makes no sense. Anubis. Mm-hmm. I like that. He's a dog head.
they are going to end that show with like, the island was built by Egyptian gods and we're aliens and you're the internet and the end. Angel, Starbuck was an angel. Peace.
Starbuck comes flying in.
The whales just come flying. You see a bunch of dolphins yeah. come flying, it's shooting away out of the ocean.
So long and thanks for all the fish.
Yeah.
The
see angels. Ya. Peace.
So Starbuck comes flying in on a raptor and she's like, "It's okay, Jack. Let me go." No! Alright, should we have you Kate? Kate
yeah.
flies a raptor into the middle of the island or
right.
something.
Sure.
Or Hurley.
Speaking of, and Hurley. So Juliet probably is actually dead because she is now starring
yeah,
in the remake of
totally
V.
Dead.
With Wash and
wait, so
Inara.
What is V? What is that all about?
V? It's the comic that I'm drawing right now that should be up, but it's not. It's half finished.
V is that show I was telling you about.
V is
no,
old,
I know, but
old.
What is that?
The miniseries.
Of Civil War.
It's a show that's not going to work, and it's dumb.
I think it looks
about
pretty
the
good.
Civil
it's
War?
Not going to work.
I think it looks pretty good. Oh.
It's no. it's not going
to
work because it worked better.
Didn't they already remake V like
yeah.
last decade?
They made another miniseries, yeah.
There have been aliens that look like.
Okay.
They look like snakes, and they're under human skin.
Oh,
yeah. And they live
they
among
come
us.
Here pretending to be our saviors and end up trying to
oh,
enslave us.
Oh, yeah. You tried to tell me
but
about that, and I like, zoned
in
out.
The show, Inara and Wash are in it, and so
yeah,
is Juliet, which
is
means Wash.
Awesome.
It's not going to work.
Why?
Like
someone
meat.
Brought up, I can't remember who, please make yourself known. Speaking of rebooting old sci-fi shows, someone should do Lost in Space.
No,
I think that would be great.
Because that movie was so terrible.
No, fuck the movie. Fuck all that. Just
the show.
My God.
The
Joey,
show. Do the show.
I think Joey was in that movie.
Yeah, it was
yeah,
terrible.
Was.
Kill me, Joey was in that movie.
And that girl with the screechy voice drove me
that
crazy.
That was a robot.
yeah.
No,
right.
The girl from Party
it's
of Dan Five Tyler. Or something.
Yeah.
I think maybe.
Jennifer Love
no,
Hewitt.
The other one, the little one.
Oh,
yeah.
Lacey Sherman.
Yeah, yeah. That one. The little
Sherbert.
Mini
Sherbert.
Person.
Orange Sherbert.
That's stay on topic.
Sorry,
that's the next show.
Let's go.
Anyway, so there's our thoughts on this. You guys can, you know, bring up any shows that you like, but here's the big geek shows that were renewed. Dollhouse, Long Shot. Chuck, also a long shot.
I heard that was...
What do you mean long shot? Like, that it's going to last?
No, they almost got canceled. They were, like, on the edge until they got
renewed. Oh.
So Dollhouse, you know, was supposed to get canceled and then didn't. Chuck... very nearly got canceled and then didn't. Both of those with budget constraints next season.
Right.
Castle got picked up with Nathan. Captain Type Pants.
17. That's Alex's show.
Yeah, Alex Castle.
It's your show. It's apparently you got a pretty good show on ABC.
I
have never seen it.
Maybe I didn't give it a chance, but I watched about 20 minutes of it and I just thought it was fucking
is
boring.
It like Murder, She Wrote?
Yeah, it is. And the people in the forum seem to like it a lot. I don't know. I mean,
I might try. It looks kind of cute.
What is it missing for you?
Spaceships.
Honestly, yeah, in space and the robots. And
yeah, are you going to be able to watch a normal show that's
never
not
again.
Sci-fi?
Like
now there aren't
that
many sci-fi shows on TV right now.
That's what I'm saying. Are you going to be able to ever do it? Are you going to ever be able to watch something
that's not sci-fi?
What do I watch now that is sci-fi?
Everything.
Lost. Dollhouse.
Terminator.
There's two.
That's about all you canceled. Watch.
Every other show I watch.
I mean, Chuck.
What TV I watch.
That's what I'm saying. What do you watch then?
It's a loaded question. I watch, let's see, I mean, 30 Rock. Sure, 30 Rock is really sci-fi. That's, Tracy Morgan's obviously a robot.
You know what, but I'm going to classify that into geekology because they have so many...
You're saying comedies don't count, so no, Scrubs, 30 Rock...
They count, but I'm saying...
Parks and Recreation, Arrested Development, none of those
is
count.
Is that good, Parks and Recreation?
We'll get to it. It's goodish.
So you watch comedies besides sci-fi shows?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You mean like hour-longs? What hour-longs?
Yeah, like
watch?
Other TV dramas, like Law and Order or CSI.
Yeah, you don't watch any.
It doesn't matter
like
that those aren't
Simon,
sci-fi.
Simon.
I won't watch those because they're not good.
Okay. I love those shows.
Yeah, and see, that's what's weird because
it's so wrong.
But they're Hard not well-made. They're
they actually
yeah,
are.
They are. They're
I
just procedural. I watch House. House is the only procedural.
House is okay. House falls.
Even worse.
The Scarecrow.
That's the most formulaic.
Here's why House rises above that, because despite the fact that the formula is so just stamped in fucking stone, you know for a fact that 42 minutes in, if they've solved the case, that they're wrong. Because there's 18 minutes to go,
right.
You
know?
So they always solve it at 56 minutes. And then it's,
well,
you know,
that's what makes...
But the reason it rises above, Hugh Laurie, give that man a fucking Best Character Actor of All Time award.
He's good.
He is fantastic.
Oh, I thought you said he's gay.
That's the only reason why people watch that show. Is for him.
It's probably the only reason I watch the show. Mm-hmm. All of his supporting cast are pretty much bland and replaceable.
I will actually say that Law & Order is better than that show because...
Oh, yeah.
Which one? Which Law & Order? Like
anyway,
seven.
They're all the same. They're all the same in that they're either sex crimes or like hate
that's
crimes.
SVU.
Law & Order.
Or whatever.
Semen on Stuff unit.
Yeah. But the thing is I think that's better than House because, yeah.
All those shows are in a whole different level.
But they're very formulaic.
John Dark
degree.
Is right in the forums, too. Wilson is actually the only other really good character on there. Wilson's his
Black
friend
guy?
Who's... No, he's terrible.
Yeah.
Awesome. The guy from Dead Poets Society.
Yeah, the guy from Dead Poets Society.
Oh,
really
the main
good.
The main dude at the hospital.
No, he's like the...
He's an oncologist.
Surgeon? Oh,
he's
yeah,
an
oncologist. Yeah, that's
right. The funny thing about him, though, is he's such a good actor, but his only purpose
he
on that
to
show...
He needs more stuff.
Well,
like
his only purpose on that show at all is to be like the other side of House's personality.
Yeah, he's like the conscience.
He doesn't really have a character of his own. Hardly at all.
I guess that's true. He kind of works as a foil.
Yeah, that show is okay, and you can watch it every now and then, but the only reason I say Law & Order is I like it is because it's not as formulaic as I thought it was, because I was like, oh well, yeah, they find out who the perp is, and then they solve
the
crime.
Case, and
yeah,
they
go to court, they solve the crime, game over.
It just,
and I've seen like so many episodes now where they're like, oh yeah, the dude totally got away with it, and the episode ends. And you're like, wait, what? Like, that's not right.
Here's why I don't like...
And it's not that bad.
Law & Order, CSI, all of those. This is going to sound weird, but this is me personally. This is why I say they're bad, okay? Because I've seen at least one episode of each of those, and while I was interested enough to follow it through, I never once knew who any of the characters were. I couldn't even tell who the main characters were that I was watching. I didn't know their names. And that's what I want, personally. I don't want to say, hard day at the office today. I want to sit down, turn my brain off, and watch people I don't care about solve a crime. Like, that's just, to me, that is not TV. It is entertainment. It's as entertaining as any two-hour movie where you don't know any of the characters. But if I'm going to invest for a whole season, I want to see things grow and change more than just I'm fucking him, now I'm fucking him, now I'm having an affair, but we still gotta get semen off of people. Like,
that's Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, that's...
I don't watch
well,
that
I guess the difference is like I actually don't watch seasons of Law & Order. If it's on,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm like, you watch it, and
that's
you're
why
like,
I'm saying it's terrible television.
He wants the connection with
to
the
me
character.
I'm not saying this is a symptom of you, but I'm saying as a whole that is a symptom of the dilution of entertainment in America. That is watering down of entertainment value. Because anything that you can take just a chunk
and
never come back and never care again.
Not necessarily in the sense of like, I don't know, I couldn't tell you the names of the main characters on the show.
You like SVU because I see
but, them. Right, but I know who those characters are, and I've seen like character flaws like through various episodes I watch where you can tell, like, it sucks because one guy is, he's starting to hate the job, and, like, the DA, or the DA, like, moves on because they somehow, like, bust him doing shit he's not supposed to be doing. So, I mean, it's actually good enough where it's well-produced, it's pretty well-written. The acting on it is pretty... It's
pretty solid.
It's pretty good.
There's quite a few actors that made their start, actually, on Law & Order.
What I'm saying is it's better than, like, American Idol and crap like that.
I wouldn't compare those, though.
I wouldn't compare everything on television. If the choice
If you had nothing else to watch, it's either Law & Order or American Idol. Well,
me, personally, if it comes to... If I'm not watching something on purpose, then I'm watching Discovery or TLC or Science Channel.
Yeah, I don't really watch network television except for specific shows. Otherwise,
but that's not network.
I've never flipped through. Yeah, that's what TiVo's for.
I don't know.
I flip through. It's through Discovery or
Now. The only reason I'm ever gonna. By the way, congratulations for chiming in. I'm glad we hit something that you hadn't been on after 50 minutes. But
on that tangent, though, I think that like for the argument of Law & Order, the version that's SVU is actually, there's a lot of character development in that because those particular detectives, especially, they've been on since that particular show started.
Well,
so that's, I mean, and it shows all their family drama, their dating drama. Not like, it's not the center of the thing, but it shows them kind of develop as characters.
House
also
is exactly as formulaic as those shows in a different setting. It's just that Hugh Laurie and the character of House is fascinating. And that's, if it didn't have that,
yeah,
it would have gotten canceled
in
season one. His psychoses are fascinating to me. Like, he is so insane that I enjoy watching it. It's like watching a slow motion train wreck that also happens to be brilliant. Like,
I watched like a whole day marathon of House once, and that was all I needed of that.
This is what's great about House. Okay, and
it's the same thing over here.
This is what's great about House. When it runs reruns on USA or TNT or whatever, it doesn't even matter what season it is.
I know.
If it runs 10 back-to-back that span the whole 4 or 5 years, you can't even tell unless the cast changes.
Right.
And the cast changes in season 4.
They killed off that one Indian guy that ended up working for Obama.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'm admitting that flaw, but also saying
that
House,
like,
keeps it together.
Yeah, the crux of the entire thing is House.
Well, I guess, but that's what I see in Law & Order, too. I mean, not that I want to stick on the topic too much, that much longer, but, like, that guy, like, the... Well, it's funny, because they've added Jeff Goldblum to one of the episodes.
Every time
I see one of those shows that I don't normally watch, I'm like, why is this person on
TV?
Is
he exactly how I would think he would be in the courtroom?
No, he's actually... No, but he's a detective.
He's always doing... No, he's so always doing the water drop test.
Yeah.
There are supposed to be dinosaurs.
We are actually going to have criminals in our criminal trial.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
He's a detective, so he doesn't...
I can't see him as making a detective. I could see him as a lawyer before
he
could see
the
him.
Episode
yeah, so
that
like,
would
he's
be
like,
funny,
hey,
actually.
Dirtbag, stop, stop, and then drop your gun. So
he's like the Shatner of this generation, isn't he?
Speaking of Shatner and exactly what we're talking about, I watched my first ever episode of his
Boston Legal.
He's the reason why people watch that show.
He's funny,
actually.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The guy that I think looks so much like Judge Reinhold that I realized I've mistaken him for Judge Reinhold in multiple ways.
Oh,
yeah,
from Stargate?
That's funny.
What's his face?
Yeah.
He doesn't look anything like Judge Reinhold.
God damn it, what's his name?
He has a
secretary.
He has a role on Seinfeld that I've always thought was Judge Reinhold until I looked it up.
That's so weird. I don't think they look anything alike.
He has a baby face with bug eyes. He looks really young in the face. Like, he's looks weird.
Killing me.
Peter something?
No.
Sutcliffe?
I'll put it up here. James Spader.
There you go. Peter Sutcliffe. Peter Sutcliffe, yeah.
That little clip in SNL where, this is the device to use when your parents are trying to think of a celebrity. You remember that?
Yeah, that was
a celebrity name.
That's
pretty
good.
It's the translator.
That was on the finale, right?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was a good finale.
That's the one with Will Ferrell. I don't think I saw that one, actually.
Yeah, what do we think about Saturday Night Live?
Wait.
It's a show.
I'm still talking about
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Kirk. He's still talking about house.
So Kirk, first of all, Kirk is so bloated that he is about to pop. He looks like he is under pressure. He sits down in a chair and his skin just inflates.
Yeah,
like,
it's weird,
it's
huh?
shiny and it's taut and it's just full of fluid and you just want to like pop.
Like, it's gross.
Kirk guts everywhere.
I would not want to transport him now.
There's Kirk jelly on the walls, yeah.
Get it all, she's got Captain.
But
oh, shit.
He's insane in that. Like, he's actually nuts, right? Like, he's
so what's the premise of the show?
He has a legal firm. He has a legal firm. Yeah. And Murphy Brown's on it?
Yeah, she's
what? Odo's, that's right.
Odo from DS9 is on it?
With the nose?
Yeah, and I'm like,
does he still have the
nose? Does he have the makeup?
No, Odo
does he still wear that terrible uniform?
Oh, right.
He
no,
does. Oddly enough, he practices law in that tan and brown uniform.
Come on. Clark.
And Quark's there.
Clark.
Quark's there in full Ferengi makeup. He runs a bar in their legal office. No. The reason I started watching it, I like changing channels, and I see Rene Bergeron in a guide, and I'm like, what? Click Odo. And here's Odo the lawyer, and I'm like, you're fucking with me. The crazy thing is
he's
that Odo.
He's a good actor. I've seen him in other
stuff. He used to be on Benson. Shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah, Benson.
Like half of Benson went to Star Trek.
It was weird to see him not in the smooth makeup because you didn't realize how old he was. Oh, yeah. You know,
they do a lot of speckling.
Yeah, there was like drywall putty all over his face, and now he's like an old man.
He was in a movie playing a priest at some point. I just can't remember.
Dude, that seems frightening.
He was in The Patriot. He was the
there you go.
He was the Patriot.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't actually a
Peter. He morphed
into Mel Gibson. He was in The Postman. What did he play? The Postman. That's right.
The horse. the Postman.
But the show looked like if you wanted some kind of, you know, mindless entertainment, it was probably pretty good. Because Shatner is funny. Shatner plays batshit crazy in it, but he's basically just Kirk. He's just the same role he's always done. He's a cock-wielding ladies man, despite the fact that he's, like, fat and gross, and he's,
But he wields power.
I think he has Alzheimer's in the show.
What?
Does he really?
Yeah. I think his character is supposed to be losing his mind, because he keeps talking about how, I know my mind isn't, you know, where you think it's going to be, but this is not what this is about. I'm knocked out crazy. I'm blah, blah, blah. I'm going to China.
So is this like Ally McBeal, but with Shatner?
It's shot very weird.
Yeah. It's actually like a cheaper version of Ally McBeal.
Without the skinny chick.
It's shot really weird. Like, there's disco music when they're walking down the halls. Yeah,
because it doesn't really take itself seriously. That's
no,
why
it's
they,
very,
they
it's
have
very
fun.
Campy.
Like, oh man, this would be funny. Yeah.
Like, Shatner walks in the room and says, like, I'm getting a divorce. And then they literally do zoom in reaction shots one at a time on everyone at the table. It's like, what?
It's very touchy.
Kind of.
Like,
okay,
it was
that.
Really
kind
of campy. But I don't know. It's over, though. It's, I think 5 seasons and it's over.
No one watched or cared about the show Kings on NBC.
I've never even heard of it. Oh, the one where America has a king.
No, it's alternate reality.
Yeah.
Total.
Yeah, canceled.
I was thinking about watching that because I heard the first one. The first episode was good.
I watched the miniseries.
Is it
and
good?
Then like the first 3 episodes. The way it was done, very naturalistic, like Battlestar, you know, even shot.
It looked
same
like
quality, you know, the shot the same.
Like a movie?
Like
yeah, movie. And it was, I thought it was pretty good. I need to finish watching it, but what's his nuts from, what's that show?
From Deadwood?
Deadwood. Yeah,
right?
What's his name?
I don't know. I've never seen Deadwood either, but.
He's awesome.
He looks
as
awesome.
The king.
He looks scary.
He's great.
Oh, and he's British, too.
Yeah.
I saw him on Daily Show, and I was like, whoa, his accent's like...
You talk like you're from London.
Sorry. That's your contribution.
Ian
McShane.
Sarah Marshall, when that dude's like, got the thing in his leg. And he's like, could you get something? I'm bleeding quite a bit here. And then like...
Paul Rudd
comes in, and he's like, you talk like you're from London. Like he's on...
Because he's high, like, all the time.
You don't remember that?
It's his, like, funniest line in the movie.
Russell Brand. You know, we had one of those parent trying to figure out a movie moments when my in-laws were over here and my mother-in-law was trying to ask who Russell Brand was, and she was coming up with those names like from the SNL skit. Like, he's flamboyant, he's kind of gay, and he's got the hair. And like, I wanted to have that machine and be like, flamboyant, gay, hair.
It'd overload. It'd be...
It's Russell Brand, apparently.
No. I want to read his book.
Okay, so...
I saw a comedy special. It's pretty good.
I guess we can touch the base of Saturday Night Live really quick.
Speaking
of...
That finale's over.
He's kind of like you from London. What's his name?
Paul Rudd?
Yeah, he was in there.
Yeah, at the end. He just walks up at the end.
We never watched
Yeah.
All these people showed up.
The final sketch where Will Ferrell just sings a song about Vietnam.
I didn't see that.
So weird.
I had to watch everything on Hulu.
Were you paying attention to those lyrics? It was really bizarre.
Was it a real song?
I don't know, but...
I thought it was a real song.
I couldn't tell if it was...
My TV died, so I couldn't...
He was talking about a guy, or... if it's a real song, I don't know, but...
No, I didn't know it, but, like, you know, slowly but surely the whole cast walks up playing instruments, and then Paul Rudd walks up. Dennis Miller's friend, that comedian... No, not Dennis Miller, Norm Macdonald's friend.
Because he was... He did,
Norm Macdonald's friend.
The guy that's
Artie Lang.
Artie Lang, yeah, that's in all of Norm Macdonald's movies
Artie
from the
Lang.
90s.
Yeah, he was there. The girl from, Mad Men, the first secretary. Yeah. What's her name? She was on there.
I gotta watch that.
The girl, yeah, the wife, the dark-haired wife from, Fuckin' on the Mountain with Cowboys, Brokeback.
Oh, Anne Hathaway?
Anne Hathaway.
She was there.
exactly.
Holding a guitar, playing a guitar.
What the hell?
Tom Hanks was there earlier.
Yeah, he was there earlier.
It was so bizarre.
God damn it, that Jeopardy
the
sketch
Jeopardy
was
so
golden.
Funny.
You gotta give it to Will Ferrell, though. You know that he brings back his comedy juice and it resurrects that show. Because, I mean, that was probably the best episode of the season. By far.
They've been decent this season.
I don't know. Justin Timberlake one was pretty funny.
Timberlake's comedy gold.
That was so good.
Timberlake is comedy gold.
I hate that he's so funny.
Every time.
Because I hate him.
Yeah, that season probably has like 4 good episodes.
Out of like 25.
Whatever their entire season
is.
There were good skits. And there was at least one good ass skit.
They were good.
SNL has turned itself into
good shorts.
Hulu fodder. SNL should be watched for 6 minutes out of an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And
all right, actually.
If they could swallow their fucking pride and cut that show down to an hour, they might be able to produce a really good watch.
Yeah, but
show.
It's now become like a staple of New York, and
it's an institution. It's not going to go away.
It's not going to go away. There's no way, because you still can't get tickets for the show. Like
really?
You have to. It's because they're all free.
But people go because it's like it's a party. It's like we're going to do our thing.
That's
we're going to go
saying.
To New York. We're going to go crazy, and we're going to see SNL. Oh my god! They don't care who's on it. They don't care if it's funny.
No,
it's like
don't.
That for any. Show you go watch.
If I was going to see like Colbert or something, you know you'd be in for like the funniest day of your life.
Sure.
I can't watch the entire like show, like an entire episode.
I think they're gonna have like almost a completely entirely new cast for the next season of SNL. I don't know that for a fact, but I mean,
what really?
No, you always find out before the season's over who makes
well,
it and who doesn't.
I think you were right when you touched on
that
something earlier that it seemed like it was what's his name
Will Ferrell?
Last episode.
Oh!
Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his final episode, I guarantee you.
It sure seemed like it.
Daryl Hammond, because he was in a lot of the skits.
And he is normally in... We'll count it. Like, the wife and I will watch SNL in an hour and a half. We'll watch maybe 20,
He's
30
just
minutes.
Cashing that shit in now. He doesn't even
I don't think that's the case. I believe... That he is writing out a long-term contract.
Yeah.
Tim Meadows left, he was like,
"Even
like,
making
why
jokes about himself."
Didn't you leave? And he's like, "I signed a fucking 15-year contract." You know, like it was, I couldn't get out of it. You know, that's how.
And
it
you
is.
Have to think about it when you got a young hot comic starting out. Like, oh, you're gonna be on SNL? Holy shit! Yeah, how long? Oh, 20 years. Let's do it.
Well, yeah, because he made that mistake in the 70s when he had like comedy gold. He had Murray. He had the Belushis,
and
but he
all
didn't
of those
sign
people
them.
Left after 2 years.
Exactly. And he was like, okay, fuck
that's
that.
So fucking
I'm going
to
make them sign like
you
long-term
think about
contracts.
The heyday of SNL when it was just amazing with all those people like Belushi. And then I watched a behind-the-scenes SNL, like the history of SNL thing that they showed a couple years ago. And all of them were like, fuck you, I'm making movies. And they split. Chevy Chase, everybody was like, fuck this is amateur hour. I'm making... You know, $5,000 a week here. I just got $1 million for Blues Brothers. You know, I'm out. You know, forget it. And
Do we want to?
We're coming in our last 20-ish minutes.
Do we
want to
talk about what's coming up in the next couple seasons?
Well, we didn't really talk about Dollhouse at all. You want to? Let me go through this list real quick. And we need to get to some of the questions that we were going to answer in the last 20 minutes.
Oh, if one of the questions I we put on there, like, what is it that you would watch now that the season's...
Yes, let's do that now.
I would say...
We have to actually ask the question.
Okay, well, go ahead.
The question is, or this is our recommendation, since the season's over, there will be some summer shows coming on, but for the most part, there's no TV for the next 3 or 4 months. So what do we recommend that people go find that they may have missed?
If you haven't seen... season? Now's your chance to watch Lost. Like, for the most part. If you haven't watched Lost, and we're about to go into the final season of Lost, you might as well catch up now.
I know a lot of people that checked out on season 3 and are like, I'm so glad I'm not watching Lost. But, you know, that's not a bad thing to Netflix. You know, get Lost, yeah, and get caught up for the final season.
Now's the time to do it because, yeah.
It's going
to
take a while for them to come back.
Yeah, and so, you have the time to do it. And it's
Lost isn't coming back till January.
Right, that's what I meant.
That's what I'm saying.
January. That is ridiculous.
You guys got plenty of time. No excuses.
The Big Bang Theory...
Yes, watch
is
that.
It's a good show to watch.
I am signing up for that. Get this. Here's where CBS
fails.
Bring
the DVDs.
Fuck you, CBS. Fuck you. Because I thought, hey, I'm drawn. I'm going to be working for 6 hours. I could probably blow through all of Big Bang Theory. Let me go find it on TV.com, CBS's website.
No, no.
It's not there. Not only is it not there, none of their shows are there. None of their currently in production shows are available in episodic format on TV.com except for fucking soap operas. I could watch all the goddamn Guiding Light that I want to.
Nice.
That's funny because they run those TV.com ads in the evenings.
Yeah, you know what's
when
on
people TV.com? Like us are watching?
Fucking episode guides for all their shows. I'm like, well, you know what? TV Tropes has been around forever. IMDb's been around forever. I don't need a comprehensive episode guide. I wanted to watch your show, you douchebags.
You should bring him the DVDs.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys, because I was like, hey, good. I want to watch your online show, and I want you to show me your advertising that I cannot skip. Let's go for it. I'm buying in. Let's do it. And then it wasn't there. So fuck them. I want to see that.
Ooh, what came out this week is True Blood. What? First season. You should watch that.
Oh.
That's good times. It's campy, but it's
really
well
done. That's
a good
one to catch
up
on.
What's that? Sorry.
True Blood.
Oh.
What?
I've had lots of discussions about this show at work.
Why? What do you mean? Like in a bad way, or?
No, there's two camps. Either they love it, or you think it sucks.
But they watch it?
No, just...
is it cheesy like Nip/Tuck is cheesy? Like if you can accept how cheesy it is, you can watch it?
I haven't really seen
it. It's on par with, let's see. Because it's serious drama.
It's on its own kind of little corner, I think. I can't really compare it to anything else.
A lot of people would say, and I think it's a good time to watch it.
It's kind of like a Buffy.
I'll never get through it, but I want to see. I want to see How I Met Your Mother. So that's a good summer thing for people to watch.
I also have
been hearing better and better and increasingly better things about Supernatural.
What?
They're saying this final season of Supernatural is on par with
Buffy.
That
show's still on?
Really?
Dude. WB?
See, I go WB, I go Two Hot Underwear Model Guys, and I go, sorry. Like, it's going to be Charmed or some bullshit.
No.
Every single person I've asked has been like, you would think that, but it's as good as, like, the middle of Buffy.
I did hear, though...
Dean from Gilmore Girls.
But it was a spinoff from Whatchamacallit.
No, it was not a spinoff.
It wasn't a spinoff?
Supernatural. Mm-hmm.
From Smallville?
No.
Supernatural.
It's about two brothers. They start out chasing the demon that murdered their mother. It's basically Buffy on the road. They end up being demon hunters. But apparently in this final season, they're all embroiled in the war between heaven and hell. And there's renegade angels
that
and
was
shit.
Enough from
no.
Smallville.
It's not about superheroes. It's about
Supernatural. It's not. Yeah.
No,
it was like one episode.
Oh no, there's a dude in it. The dude from one of the guys was in Smallville season 6-ish.
Yeah.
Jensen Ackles.
So it's not a spinoff.
No.
I thought it was a spinoff.
I think that's something I should check out, honestly, because I haven't had anything like Buffy in a long time. With apparently the writing is kind of fun and punchy, and you know the stories are good. Everyone says it's great.
I'll try it then. Maybe.
Also, my big recommendation. I wish they'd put series 2 on it. I'm a big proponent of the Netflix on demand. There's not nearly enough on there, but when it is there, it's fast, it's easy to search, it looks good, it works with your queue, you get a lot of it's in high def. If you have an Xbox, you can get their cheapest plan for like $8 a month. and watch anything they've got, and they add new stuff to it all the time. I watched all of the first series of the IT Crowd, and it was hilarious. It was absolutely wonderful. Like, in a very British sort of way, but I can recommend that to anybody that likes, like, almost absurdist humor. Has anybody else seen that besides me?
Mm-hmm. I think Josh has.
I think Josh has too, but it's, the IT room is like the basement of this 40-story building or whatever, and it's, I'm trying to think of something to compare it to. It's almost like Always Sunny, except that Always Sunny is kind of, Always Sunny is grounded in reality, but unreal things happen in it. It's sort of that way. Like, the characters are too stupid to actually exist.
Oh.
But it's really funny. So I recommend that. And, you know, I watched the whole thing in, like, 3 hours. It's only, like, no, less than that. It's only, like, 6 episodes.
Like, oh,
an
really?
Hour and a half or something, probably. British shows are short.
I actually have the opposite of this question in that I have a whole list of things I need to watch probably over this whole hiatus.
Well, if you name some of them, I mean, people
Pushing Daisies I need to watch because people keep babbling on about it.
Is the DVD even out yet?
I think so, actually. I need to catch up on Weeds because I love that show. Yeah. I need to...
Apparently Mary Louise Parker, is that her name?
Yeah.
Had a topless scene at the end of that she really didn't want to do.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
She got pissed about it.
Well, so she did it anyway, so I don't know what the whole...
The end of season 3, right?
I think so. That. Yeah, I never... She's I think I have season
guy.
2. I don't know. I need to catch up on that. I need to catch up on... I need to start watching, like, all those other things, like Tudors on the... On HBO.
I'll never get to that.
Dexter, I need to
catch up on.
I saw
an episode of season 2 that just premiered.
I heard that
was awesome.
Do you
have any recommendations?
It was pretty good.
Because we need to get to the questions or we'll be out of time.
Oh, the one show that I do like watching a lot of right now, and it's on the Travel Channel, which is Dahani Jones.
Holy shit, that's an awesome show.
What's it
called? Dahani Jones
Tackles
the Globe, or whatever.
What
Tackles.
Is
it? It's funny. It's a football player who's in the NFL right now, and he's traveling the globe playing international sports, like in really bizarre places.
Well, not international sports. Sports were born in those countries.
So, like, he goes to, like... Cambodia to learn like their sport, their national sport,
which is like a fighting
and it's really cool because it's shot really well. It's one of the best shot shows on Travel Channel. If you have HD, it's worth watching just for that. And then B, it's interesting because the guy himself, because you think football player, well, he's a jock and he doesn't know anything. This guy's actually really charismatic. He's really funny,
well spoken.
He's very well spoken for an athlete. And
which that's saying a lot.
That it's it makes the show like really entertaining, and you're like, oh man, this dude's totally gonna get like messed up because there was one episode where he goes to Australia to do their big sport is like fucking life.
Lifesavers.
They go on the ocean and they save drowning people.
Lifeguarding.
Yeah, it's lifeguarding.
Extreme lifeguarding.
It actually is kind of.
Well, it's not extreme. It's just that
like
this,
a big sport.
The job of that is actually really tough because they're like you have to be really fast. You got to be able to swim. You got to be able to haul ass, and you can be able to like carry
people.
Like 2 people and all this shit.
Yeah,
they make a big sport out of it, and it's actually. Really well.
It's hard.
It's still on right now, but you can probably watch it either in demand or... I don't know if it's on Hulu,
and they
but
rerun it all the time. You can just catch it whenever.
I would really suggest that
I
show.
I blew through the seasons 2 and 3 again of Arrested Development in
well,
the last
sure.
2 days.
Of course.
I pretty much just keep that on a loop.
Just on a side
on
note to that, there's
one of the only shows they've kept on Hulu without removing any episodes.
On a side note about Arrested Development, there's a movie coming out called Surrogates.
Surrogate?
Uh-huh.
Or
nice.
Surrogate.
Surrogate.
And that's all I can think about now. Arrested Development has ruined that word forever because
surrogate.
It's like supposed to be a real serious movie with Bruce Willis, and it is what it sounds like.
Super
they,
Dave Osborne.
They make
did
robot.
Did you not know that word before you saw it on the TV?
No,
show?
I did, but I did. But it's funny now because they're like you're surrogate, and it's like because they show that trailer in front of Terminator, and it's like your surrogate will be able to do. And I'm like,
I just watched the episode where. Super. They're talking about Rita, and she's like, "We love her, Michael. You should get married right now." And then the surrogate goes, "Yeah, like plus the retard thing. You didn't just say that, did you? Go in front of the mirror. You're fired."
I love that.
Hey, I didn't say that.
I love this
movie. Let's get to the mail site questions that we wanted to get to, and then we're done. So, this is from John Dark. I guess my question is... Well, his question is about Scrubs. Scrubs got renewed minus all of the stars. So the final word that I read was that... First of all, did anybody watch this first season of Scrubs on ABC besides me?
Wait, the first season?
On ABC. They moved to ABC this year.
Okay. I caught some episodes.
It got a lot better. The final season on NBC, I think, was one of their worst. And the first one on ABC was really good, actually. Kind of a return to form. Hmm. But for some reason, they blew through it two episodes at a time in like 6 weeks. And then they ran a few more, and then they were done. It was like a 16-episode thing or something.
I haven't seen that show in a long time.
That final season on anyway, so they have a season. They have a series finale. Everybody,
I heard it was like a whole huge deal, and it was great. Awesome. And
it was bittersweet. It wasn't too sappy.
Right.
It, you know, it was heartwarming, like that show often is, while still being an absurd comedy. And
the show is so weird.
JD moves on, and you know everybody parts and grows and goes and does different things, and they're like, "Oh, we want it back." So, the article that I read with Bill Lawrence, the guy that runs the show. They were like, why are you going to do this now that the show, it's over. You ended it. You ended it well. Don't, you know, be like Seinfeld. End on top. Don't keep going, you know?
And they didn't even do that.
Yeah, exactly. And he said, yeah, but 107 people work on Scrubs, and if I can keep them employed for one more year, I'm going to. And I was like, that's a different way of looking at it.
That's true.
I can sympathize with that.
Why couldn't they?
It's going to be terrible.
Different show.
Call it, you know, the hospital.
Well, here's what's funny is it's going to be called Scrubs. It is technically going to be a spinoff because JD's not coming back. He's going to guest star in 6 episodes. I read. Elliot's gone. Right. She's on How I Met Your Mother now. Apparently,
I love that her name is Elliot. So cute.
Sarah Chalk. Yeah, she's not back. Donald Faison's show, Turk show, didn't get picked up. He had a pilot, and it did not get picked up.
Like a spinoff of that show?
No, he had a pilot for another network.
Oh, okay.
And it did not get picked up, so he's free.
Is that on WB?
Yeah.
Mm.
So,
that's awful.
What I read that they might do is it's essentially going to be a spinoff. He said it's going to be what Frasier was to Cheers. There's going to be some of the people you liked, but it's going to be a different show. And I'm like, well, then don't call it Scrubs. Call it...
What was the spinoff of Cheers?
Frasier.
Frasier.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I
don't know why I thought that was...
It might actually be...
They might as well... They really need to do that.
I think I was the only person in America that didn't watch Cheers.
I loved Cheers. And I was 9.
Were you in America?
I never... Cheers, it never hit me how everyone on the show was an alcoholic, and it was actually very depressing.
Yeah, if you take out the laugh track...
I didn't get that till much
later. It's like Garfield without Garfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Cheers without Norm.
Yeah, no, Cheers.
Norm
is,
without a bar.
Cheers is the story of a
that'd be really depressing,
horribly depressed alcoholic named Norm.
Which one's Norm?
The big guy
who hates his wife.
George Wendt.
Yeah, hates his wife, hates his life, hates his job. Leaves work, goes to a bar until it closes.
Yeah.
7 days a week.
Every.
The saddest fucking story ever.
And he only has one suit.
And that gray suit. He's all these fucking enablers around him.
Well, America loved it because they could relate to it.
Because they hated their lives.
They hated lives
awful.
In America.
I liked Frasier, though. There was that dog in it.
I like that Frasier...
There's never dogs on this episode.
When they brought Frasier in, he was a great character. So was Lilith. But when they brought him in, there was no reason for him to be at that bar.
No, you're absolutely right.
Not at all.
Why is
Frasier
high-class rich guy?
And
why is he at this bar?
All of the Frasier episodes, he never goes into another bar. Like,
no.
He's at the coffee house, and
exactly.
That's it. Like,
it's
he never
bullshit.
Actually goes into an actual
Frasier.
Like, there's no reason for him to.
Frasier was
like,
a good show. It was silly.
He lived in downtown Seattle.
Oh, what I read, though, is that it might be a sort of a spinoff where Turk teaches at medical school. And I'm like, that sounds bad. That don't do that. That show has been about JD since day one.
It sounds like House with Electra.
God. Oh, yeah. Also, I also read that one of the plans on the drawing board for Scrubs is to come back as a 3-camera show a la Friends. So...
3-camera show?
A 3-camera show, as in we tape the whole scene and we switch cameras, as opposed to we All right, everybody move. Now I'll start. Oh. Everybody move. Now start.
Oh, I see.
So it's like Friends, where they play out a whole 8-minute segment
inside the apartment. Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, which typically is the shows that have the laugh tracks and are you know kind of iffy. So
yeah,
probably running out of time here, but let's see. Next question.
We're at 1:19.
We're good.
We have a couple.
15 minutes. Can you this is from Johnny Ace. He says, have you come up with a reason why Fox picked up Dollhouse but decided to leave it in its shitty time slot? Why set it up for failure? The two lead-ins are crap. One is a new sitcom starring an ex-football player who can't act until death, which I've never heard of. Yeah, why, with a property that's become a hit, a sci-fi property like Fringe... why not put Dollhouse and Fringe together?
Bet you there was a clause in Joss Whedon coming back saying, I get 2 seasons, and we don't talk about it publicly, and I don't give a fuck if you want it or not. You fucked me over last time. Yeah. I bet you there's like a loophole that said if their ratings spiked up or were at a certain point, they automatically get
it
a second
It was the
season.
Number one DVR'd show for that season, period, is what I read. I don't know if that's 100% accurate, but the... you know, the show had a really shaky start. It got really good at the end.
I was actually lukewarm about the ending.
Come on.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting for like a bigger...
I'll be honest, I wanted more out of that ending. Like, they could have done a lot more, I think.
I thought the penultimate episode was better than the very last one.
Did you notice that it was the whole finale was an homage to that Woody Harrelson movie?
White Man Can't Jump?
No, yes. Yes.
I did White not Man get that at all.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this last time.
Oh, we did?
Was,
California?
No.
No, with...
no, but that was fucked up.
The Oliver Stone movie.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. What's it called?
Murderers. On the
Murderers.
Murderers on Patrol.
Murders on... yeah, okay.
That
so,
movie. Yeah, that movie.
I think what they're counting on is that the time slot doesn't matter, because if it was the most DVR'd show, then they're saying, just put it on whatever.
Yeah, that's probably
time
true.
Time slot doesn't fucking matter.
I guess.
Natural born killers.
Are they taking that into more in consideration now, that if it's DVR'd, that's a good thing? Like the networks?
Apparently they're not counting it as highly as real ratings, because when they sell advertising to a company, they sell it from 7 to 8. They're like, that's why it's the price that it is. So the advertiser is going to be like, well, if they're just watching it whenever, then why am I paying?
Yeah, it's a much longer conversation, but like advertisers need to just start getting smarter about how they want to get that through.
Yeah, Dollhouse needs to be like, all right, Echo, we've programmed you to be an assassin. Now have this delicious Mounds candy bar. And she's it's so good with the coconut.
We'll just have to deal with it.
I love it.
Like, it's like we're going to have to... we're gonna have to deal with some of that stupidity. Like, here, take the keys to this Jeep Cherokee.
That's what they did in Damages, dude.
Well, whatever, it's
the
fine.
The whole season of Damages was sponsored by Cadillac.
Sure.
And they're like,
there's something else.
They were like, how are they transmitting the codes? And she's like, I know, they're putting them into the GPS of that Cadillac Escalade. And they get inside it. I shit you not. They get inside it to find the information, and they go, man, this is roomy.
How funny.
This is bigger than I thought it would
funny.
Be. These are, wow, this seat's comfortable. Mmm.
An all-wheel drive?
It handles like a dream.
Serious satellite radio.
I would rather deal with that for just a matter of, like, a few seconds. So that I can fucking just hit the little button that makes me skip all that other shit.
Yeah.
I would much deal with that. Or advertisers need to just have like a giant screen that's one solid color with their logo and all their information
so
on it.
So that when you skip, you still have to see
it? You still have to see it.
A few people have worked with that.
Apple.
To see if you can do that.
No matter what you do, you see this giant
screen.
Yeah, but
Apple commercials are entertaining. I actually stop fast-forwarding when I see one.
When I was in the gym on the little TV, they were showing... Ugly Betty, which I don't normally watch, but they did this in kind of ingenious thing, because they all work, you know, at a whatever magazine company, but they were like, oh, so where do we put this cherry Sprite ad, like, in the middle of the magazine? I'm like, it's kind of clever, because in between, like, all the rest of the clips, they show, like, you know, just a regular commercial,
it's
and then
a
go
very
back
good
to talking
restaurant.
About
yeah. Burger King from Arrested Development.
Do you know you can get free refills on this?
About
you can
Apple.
Get free refills on any drink. It's a very good restaurant.
about Apple Bean and everything, that's just because the people who are, you know, dressing the sets, they say, oh, we need a computer. We need a really nice looking computer. There's only one. It's that brand.
But you know, money is changing hands for all of that.
Sure.
I mean, yeah. Apple is listed as a sponsor. You know what's fucked up? So Apple sponsors, like, for instance, House. They always all have apples. At the end of the show, though, they are actually sponsored by the people that were, that provide, like, the fucking MRI equipment and shit for the show.
That's cool.
But I'm like, what doctor?
Are you working MRIs?
Yeah, what doctor is sitting there going, well, if Uniflex MRIs are good enough for Dr. House, I'm going to buy one. Right. They're $200,000.
But you'd be surprised. People making those decisions, like, well, you know, I saw that. And, yeah, House uses that. We got to use
He saved a boy's life. He scanned his brain and found the tumor.
You'd be. It's not so much about the doctors as much as it is like somebody who watches House. And
oh,
goes,
that's true.
No. I want the machine that they use. Do you have one of those?
Because they cured that
little
boy.
Yes, and then they put the little sticker over, going, "Yes."
This kind of goes
like,
into some
house.
Stuff that we're
it's like
already
a house sticker.
We've already touched on, but I think it's a good question from a stereotype. My question is: am I crippling myself by not having a cable DVR box? Is there enough? Is there a good enough TV that I should be watching it immediately? At
oh
this
my
point,
God.
I say no.
Wait a minute. The question is should I be
can
having...
Can I get good enough TV without subscribing to cable? I think more and more every day the answer is you don't need cable. It's getting close. Not for picture quality. Nothing comes close to high def cable or satellite. But for show availability, almost all the good shows are online.
If you have the patience to wait, I mean, not all that stuff is available to you
immediately.
That's his question. So what...
If the question is, you have the ability to get that, then yes. Because, A, DVRs are just like an additional $5 to your service.
But he's got nothing, is what he's saying.
Can
you get enough TV online? Now, for instance, the main reason I could not is for things like Discovery, TLC, Science Channel. Like I was telling Alex, I don't... Any channel surfing that I do is about, you know, two-headed babies and transgender surgeons.
Yeah, I got Time Warner Cable, HD, and there's like maybe a dozen HD channels, which is pathetic. Those are the only channels I surf, just up and down. Yeah. Everything else is captured by the DVR.
Yeah.
So
there's almost also nothing I watch that isn't in high def now.
Yeah.
Once Comedy Central went over, I
don't care.
And for quality... I pay way too much for it. I hate that I pay so much for it, but I wouldn't give that up, especially since my internet connection is so shitty here.
That's fair.
Well, and that's
the
other thing, too.
That's the only reason why I still have cable is because that's how I get my internet, and I like to keep a package deal. As soon as UVerse or Fios or any one of those damn things becomes available, that's it. That's what I'm doing.
I love me some Fios.
But I think the point is valid that he brings up is that maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but pretty soon it's going to be a hard sell to pay $50 to $100 a month for cable or satellite when the most you might have to do is wait a day and see it online.
It depends. There are some shows that I like watching that night. Like, I will DVR it and watch it just like an hour after the fact because making dinner...
Yeah, just so you can skip the commercials.
Yeah,
sure.
Making dinner, working out, or whatever. You come home, you want to skip the commercials, but I don't want to wait till the day after because...
Well, and we're just going to start seeing more and more net-enabled televisions. I've been seeing those. They're really expensive now, but it's basically,
awesome.
You know, it's an all-purpose viewing screen. In other words, that you can plug into the internet and it'll bring in the internet,
those,
you know?
Yeah, no, that's true.
It doesn't compute. It just runs a browser, basically.
I think it kind of depends, too. Like, if you want to watch all of those those movie channel shows, like...
And that's a different kind of viewer. Like, that doesn't compute for me at all. I don't give a shit about HBO or Showtime or any premium movie channels.
Because I do kind of care about that stuff. It's just before the whole... I'm not in Netflix yet. I'm planning to be on it pretty soon.
Netflix is
but
so
like,
great.
I know, but... Like, I miss out on so many HBO shows that I want to watch.
Because
they do have some really good, like, premium shows on.
I think
on.
HBO has a Netflix plan right now.
Oh.
Where you can watch... I know Starz does, but I think HBO does, too. Where you can watch a lot of their shit on demand.
Because I still, like...
On Netflix?
I need
yeah.
to...
Oh, because you can just, yeah, with...
Because I think hands down, HBO probably makes the best
The biggest
shows.
Problem with the whole cable satellite industry and the way they can compete with the internet is by never having anything not on demand. Like, I get it. You're going to be running time slots and schedules for a long time. It's going to be a really hard sell to get advertisers to forget about that. Fine. But the moment a show's over, I should be able to pull it up on an on-demand menu. And at least for a good couple of weeks after that. And they're, at least DirecTV, not with DirecTV, you can't do anything like that.
Oh. Because Fios is like a week after. Or no, actually it's a few days after. And then it's there for quite some time. And then I think they delete them out.
Doesn't it depend on the network anyway? Or whoever, wherever the show comes from?
No, if it's an HBO show, it'll be there days after. And it's there for a good, solid...
Well, their on-demand offerings are better. They're
really good. Like, actually, they're surprisingly good.
DirecTV's on-demand is shit. It's hard to search. It's hard to find anything you need. There's almost nothing on it. It's pretty terrible.
I gotta say, if you have a choice between Time Warner and Verizon, pick Verizon. I've been really, actually, really happy with them.
There's really no contest. I mean, Time Warner's cable and Verizon's fiber.
Wherever area you are, they don't have Fios, but you have access to Verizon.
Verizon doesn't offer cable.
Don't they?
No, it's just Fios. That's their only product.
Weird.
Really?
Yeah.
I could have sworn
they've never been a cable company.
I thought you could get the bundle package too.
I could have sworn I'd been to someone's house.
It's all on fiber, though.
Yeah, so.
I'm so confused.
She's saying in areas where they don't have Fios, I'm saying they're. If it doesn't have Fios, there's no Verizon. That's what they offer. That's their product.
I misspoke then. I'm saying, like, if you have a choice between Time Warner and Verizon, even though in your location they don't offer Fios on Verizon, do you know what I'm saying? Verizon.
I get it, but I'm saying that's impossible. If you can't get Fios, you can't get their TV, their phone, their internet, anything. If they can't bring fiber to your house, you can't get anything they offer. That's their only product.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
A friend of mine is actually the guy that kind of runs Fios for this part of the country. It's really weird to hear him talk about it. The technical side of it. But he's like, we fucked up yesterday, and everyone's DVR box in the whole South thought it was an hour earlier. Like, the idea that that's somebody's job is weird to me. But whatever. We're pretty much out of time with our 90-minute...
Who are we?
Situation. So anyway, thank you for joining in. Thanks for listening. Thanks to everybody in the Ustream chat room, and thank you to Denise, Eli, and Alex for waving at the microphones. Oh, yeah, there's cameras too. And for anybody downloading MP3-wise, I appreciate that as well. Check out store.hijinxandsue.com for shirts and prints and some shit. And check out vault.hijinxandsue.com if you want to get on the post-show goodness. Desktop backgrounds, behind-the-scenes art, and early scripts for a bunch of the comics. And this week's post-show for subscribers and donators will be about how Eli seems to have hated Terminator Salvation.
Or did I?
Or did I?
Or maybe there's a twist. And maybe we'll talk about what other franchises J.J. Abrams should reboot. Thanks for listening. Hijinx and Sue Podcast out.
Bye.